Hello, what's up, everybody? Day six, posting for profits. Listen, today is going to be incredible. Today is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to talk about stories. So day six. So here's the thing. If you've missed like day one through five, here's what I want you to know. Lindsay Fletcher just sent me a message and she said, I just sold four of my systems in 1 hour after listening to day four and day five. Keep slaying, sister. So here's my thing. If you have not watched day four and five of the Posting for Profits, you definitely need to watch it. So if you go to postingforprofits.com, you will go and you can opt in. And then what it'll do is I will give you an email and a text with a board. So I have a really cool board that I put together where you literally can go straight to all the replays. Like I did a board and there's a folder and it has day one and then it has day two and then it has day three and then it has day four and then it has day five. And then once is this done, I'm gonna add day six and then I'm adding screenshots of the boards because, you know, whatever. Now, if you're wondering, when I talk to the VIPers who I'm talking to the VIPers that upgraded to VIP. They did postingforprofits.com/goVIP. Okay. But this is not the workbook. This is the Grow Your Group Summit workbook. However, I wanted to give you an idea of what my workbooks look like. Like they're insane. And I actually saw day one, two, and three of the workbook. I'm going through the process of approving and fixing things that I want to be in there. So this way, for those of you that upgrade, you are going to get the workbook, the digital download. That's the thing. But if you're like, hey, I just wanna watch this whole thing for free, like you totally can. Here's what I'm gonna tell you. postingforprofits.com/goVIP is where you can upgrade. If you go to postingforprofits.com, you opt in there. You will also get the board. If you've never used boards before, it's amazing. It's pretty cool. It's simple. It's just a great way for you to be able to find all the replays without having to log into stuff. So here's what I'm going to tell you guys who have never seen my Facce before, which means face in Italian. I'm a little crazy. I curse. I keep it 100. I don't paint puppies and rainbows for you of what a business looks like because it ain't real. My name is Marina Simone. I am the CEO and founder of Moms in Heels, and I teach busy moms how to build an online business so they can slay online sales so they can go from the cubicle to the throne, because that's my story. I missed my daughter take her first steps. That was a moment that I will never forget. And I wanted to buy back moments in my life. And network marketing gave me that opportunity. It gave me that opportunity. And also, it catapulted me to where I am today with my multiple seven-figure brand. So I want you to know that it's possible for you to buy back moments and have those moments compound over time. What I'm teaching you in these 25 days of this Posting for Profits showcase, I'm teaching you skill sets that I literally spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to learn, spent hundreds of thousands of hours practicing, and I've tested and tweaked what works for me. And that's what I'm sharing with you, and that's always what I will share with you. So if I just told you it took me all this time and energy to learn the things I'm teaching you, I need you to take a minute and take a deep breath and give yourself some grace. Some of you are thinking you're supposed to be like this massive expert and like know all the things. And the thing is you don't have to know all the things to buy back some of those moments. So are you ready to learn how I personally use the story feature for Instagram and Facebook? Now, here's another question I want to ask you, okay? How many of you were thinking in your head, what lip plumper is she using? Some of you are probably thinking that, right? That's the power of what I'm going to share with you today. Did I sell you on that lip plumper? Mm-mm, sure didn't. What did I do? All I did was use it. I'm giving you real life examples here. Some of you are making this really difficult. Let me share with you how you can do exactly what I just did to create more conversations around what is it. That is one of the most powerful things that can happen is when somebody says to you, what is that? What are you using? How do I use that? That's what I want to teach you guys, the power of stories. But there's some of the things that you have to understand, because I think some of you don't understand the power of stories on Instagram and Facebook. Let me give you a couple of things to know first, okay? First, 47% of people watch stories, and they say that it gives them an authentic view of the brand or the person. What does that tell you? It means a lot of people love stories because they connect more. What else? The stories are full screen. What does that mean? It means like when you open your Instagram, for instance, It's full screen. It takes over your whole screen. You see that?
So that has the attention. If people are on the stories, they know that they're gonna dive in deeper and go deeper with you. You've got their full attention. You can engage them with using stickers. No distractions.
Exactly.
None. No distractions. It's right there. Now, can they tap through quickly? Yes, we'll get through that in a second, but there's no feed of them just swiping and swiping and swiping like the Instagram feed and the Facebook feed and all the feeds and the TikTok feed. It's stories. People know when you open your stories on Instagram, that is the very first thing that you're gonna see at the top, stories. And here's another piece you're not thinking about. You actually have better reach to your existing followers or friends through your stories, not your posts. Think about the feed. How many ads are in the feed now? Like legit ads. I know I run them, so I know there's ads in the feed. And it's hard to get people to stop because there's so many ads. There's so many things that are going on. When somebody goes to the story, they know that they're going to dive in a little bit deeper with you. And it's a better reach because if they click on your Facebook, which means face in Italian, they're going to watch your stuff. Even if they don't listen, they're watching it. If they go through the stories and you're not posting, they're not going to see you every day. You're not going to be on their mind. There are people that I literally watch just their stories. And they get me every time whenever they sell something. And I know that's what they're doing. The stories is a powerful feature that some of you are not using, okay? Better reach. The stories that I like to do every single day is five stories. Why? Five stories is proven to increase your retention view by 70%. So if you're posting less than five stories a day, meaning five different slides, you're leaving retention on the table of people watch time, of people watching you. So every day should be five stories. We're gonna go through what those five stories are. Don't worry, I got this from start to finish. Okay, we gonna do this thing. Okay, we got it. Five stories every single day. I'm gonna teach you how to make it so simple, easy peasy, lemon squeezy, so you're not like freaking out over what those stories should be. Face to camera. Whenever you're talking face to camera, you need to use captions. I don't know about y'all, but I don't listen to my stuff with sound on, especially if like Madeline, my four-year-old, is like falling asleep and I'm like scrolling. I don't have the sound on. I don't have AirPods. Don't yell at me. But I saw in stories, one of my friends, influencers, she shared about AirPods in the 5G something. And I'm like, I got enough of 5G all around me. I don't need any more. So anywho, I don't have those. So my point is I listen to it on silent. So when somebody doesn't have the captions, I kind of click right past. But if they have captions, I'm like, oh, I can read. Am I the only one that does this? When I'm watching TV, I have the captions on. It started with Peaky Blinders because I couldn't understand anything they were saying. And so because I couldn't understand anything they were saying, I had the captions on. And then it just turned into, oh no, I like to read it and hear it at the same time. So heads up. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that are out there like that. So yeah, I mean, think about that for a second. I'm doing it with the TV. I want it on my stories. I'm asking you to please put captions. And there's a sticker, okay? So some of you are like, but I don't know how. Let's just do this really quick. Hi, hello, how are you? How are you doing? I'm doing a training over here. Beep, bada, bop, bada, bop, bada, bop. Okay, so I just did that. And up here, that little guy, that's the guy that brings you to all the stickers. So I click on that and they just changed it on mine, which I don't like. Now it's a bunch, it's really, really small and I can't read it. But this right here says captions. And so I click on captions and then look, it's gonna transcribe it for me. Isn't that cool? Like it's just gonna transcribe. Done. Boom. Now I have captions. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, right? If you don't have your Instagram connected to your Facebook stories, I would totally do that so then you don't have to do double the work. You post on your Instagram, then it automatically just goes right over onto your Facebook. Mwah! Tutto buon! Means very good! CapCut for free, whatever. Sometimes there are some extra steps. I get it, it sucks, but here's what I want you to know. I want them to hear your voice, but people need to hear your voice and read it. But just in case they're listening to it on silent,
There needs to be captions so they don't just scroll past you. I would suggest switching it from IG to Facebook versus Facebook to IG, because there are more features on Instagram than there are on Facebook stories that you can utilize that we're gonna talk about. Face to camera. Some of you are popping so many freaking pictures and photos and spamming people with like all these things. You have no like botch. Not your face is not showing at all in the stories. And I get it. Like, it's hard to show up when you feel like there's nothing to talk about. I get it. I thought the same thing. We're going to talk about that. Not to feel like I hate showing my face on camera. I want you guys to know you're not alone. I get it. Do you think right now with my hair looking like this, thank God for a webcam and a little bit of smoothing, because, you know, like I told you guys, I've got the hormonal acne that's coming back. But I get it. But do you guys care if I show up with value, if I have makeup on or not? Do you want me to show up, or show up only if I have myself put together? Then that would be stupid. You guys don't care what I look like. Nobody cares what you look like either. I promise you. You do not have to have this perfect botch, perfect outfit, perfect makeup, perfect. People don't buy perfect. So face the camera. We're gonna talk about call to actions in a minute. I first wanna say that when you do stories, tag in stories, here's what I need you to know. One of the things that I love to do whenever I do stories is I like to tag certain things. Now, I like to tag where I am, location. Instagram loves this stuff. Where I am. Now, obviously, I'm not gonna tag like the exact location, like while I'm sitting there. Like, no, thank you. I don't wanna get robbed. However, I'll go back and post it later. Okay. So, what am I wearing? You know, my kids are wearing something from Macy's. Maybe I'll tag Macy's, hoping I get a reshare. Why not? But what else does that do? It's not about me just getting reposted. It's about giving value, because I know that when I'm using things, and when I'm wearing things, people are gonna ask. And if they're not gonna ask, I'm gonna prompt them to know this is where I got it. So what I'm wearing, what I'm using. Some of you literally get things from Amazon every other day. That's something you could talk about in your stories. Opening the box, sharing what you got, why you got it, and then put it together. Stupid stuff like that people wanna see. I know, it's weird. I get it, but I watch it too. Outfit of the day, your shoes, your pants, your shirt. What makeup are you wearing? What hair did you do? What workout clothes are you wearing? I don't care if it's the same outfit from damn Target. I don't care. We wanna tag. Places you go, people you are with. Okay, listen to this stuff, right? People love to feel like they're a part of something. There's a couple of ways you can do this, but if you're with people at an event, tag them. If you're with people spending a day, tag them. Why? Because people want to see who you're with. Sometimes I'm tagging the same people over and over and over again. It's okay. People want to be a part of your journey and story and know what you've got going on. Your mentors. If you share something of your mentors, please make sure it's on brand or niche. If you don't know what that means, you need to go back to day one of posting for profits and learn about my laugh, love, learn, and lead. Please. I do not want you sharing a bunch of stuff into your stories that doesn't match what would make you laugh, love, learn, or lead, okay? But what about what other influencers share? So this is a way to catch attention of people. Let's say I'm on Mindy's page, and Mindy's somebody I want to join my business. I like her. I like what she's doing. I like what she's about. And I literally want her to join my business. I'm gonna go find something of hers that matches my niche to share it and tag her and thank her for posting it. Why? Because I'm gonna give her attention. People love attention. Give it to them. You can do it in your stories. Doesn't hurt you. Doesn't do anything bad. Doesn't ruin your algorithm. Nothing. Think about that. You're a homebody. I don't leave my house. It looks like I leave my house. I don't leave my house. When I leave my house, I just make sure I do a lot of content. So then when I'm not leaving my house, I have stuff to post. Keep that in mind, people, okay? So these are the things that I want to see you start tagging in your stories. Now, what are we putting in our stories? So I kind of have like a little story schedule. You know what I mean? Like a little story schedule, because I'm the type of person where I have to know, what am I posting in my stories? And so I'll tell you some of the things that I have auto. Like, I have a virtual assistant that posts certain things in my stories for me every single day. Now, some of you might be like, I can't afford one. Doesn't matter. You can steal what I do. So if you check every day, you will see I have words. So elevate your Facebook group, and you can click through it, and it's me telling a story in text.
every day I have one of those. Now, if you're like, well, how do you get that? Or where do you get that idea? They're called story sequences. When you put words together in a bunch of slides, right? I call them story sequences. And I call it a text story sequence. I do one every day. You don't have to do one every day. Okay, I'm gonna go over the voiceover and all that. But this one right here is underutilized, is what I say. People read. So some of you have done some really good value posts. Some of you have done some really good curiosity posts. Some of you have done some really good reels, or you've done some really good trainings, or you've done some really good presentations, or you've done some really good laugh, love, learn, like where you've mapped out like a whole bunch of things. You can take that and put them into slides, into words, just on Canva is where I created that, FYI. Or you could just do it right in the app. People actually read stories. They can hold down the story with their thumb to pause it so they can read. This needs to be in your every single week posting. Now, here's a little hint. I literally have hundreds of these created so my virtual assistant can just go and grab, and then we rush, rinse, repeat. That's it, because I'm always talking to the newest person. Okay, let's talk about B-roll. Some of you are like, I don't know what that means. Let me give you some examples of B-roll. B-roll can be you typing on your computer. It could be you cooking dinner, you doing the laundry, washing the dishes, taking notes from a training, getting in your car, getting out of your car, helping kids with the homework, getting ready, putting on something. It could be all kinds of simple, basic things that you do every single day. If you have videos like that, here's what you can do. You can take videos like that. You could put a song over it, and then you can literally put text for somebody to read. Maybe it's a quote, maybe it's a whatever, something. Or B-roll and you voice over it, meaning you talk over what you're doing, explaining what you're doing. Maybe you are putting on your product, your lip plumper, and you're like, hey guys, so just wanted to let you know, one of the things I cannot stand is when my lips get chapped. Like, I have big lips, they get chapped, they drive me nuts, and I don't like having crusty lips. Like, crusty lips and Marina Sirtis just do not go. So finding a lip plumper that could literally not just plump, but keep them smooth and like smooth out the lines was really important to me. And so just heads up, I will link it if you guys are interested, or just DM me plump and then I'll give it to you. Just trying to figure out how I'm gonna wear my hair today, but here's a tip for the day. So this is how you, like, as you're getting ready and you voice over it, or you could talk as you're doing it, that's B-roll. You doing something that's an everyday. Face the camera. Every week you need to talk to the camera. You need to. Now, something that'll make it super easy peasy lemon squeezy for you is, how do you take a post that you made that did really good and then talk to camera? That's it. Think about that. I literally will go to some of the carousel posts that I made and I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna read that. Obviously, I'm not just like reading it. I put a little oomph into it and I make sure I have 5 a day. Behind the scenes. Maybe it's me yelling at my kid. Maybe it's me showing how messy my house is because I'm not an influencer like that. What are some of the things you could do behind the scenes? Walking your dog. You're walking your dog and you're like, come on, Camille. Go poo-poo and pee-pee for mommy. Let's go. Stupid things like that. People wanna see. I know you think people don't want to see it, but they do. Do you have a morning routine? Do you eat the same thing every morning? Do you take the same supplements every morning? Do you drink the same shake every morning? Do it with music, wishing somebody to have a good day. What else? What's your nighttime routine? Is there a certain way that you wash your face? Is there a certain way you take off your makeup? Is there a certain way that you use certain lotions? Do you do certain exercises? Do you work out? I took a video today, just to give you guys an example. I did a video today while I was working out. Be proud of me, people. I worked out. And I was like, okay. So I put my phone up. This is my garage. And now you're gonna see me. I'm just walking, I'm breathing. I'm like, oh, let me just take a video of me walking and breathing. Stupid. But I could take a quote and I could be like, hey, to all the moms who feel like you can't get that last 8 pounds off, I want you to know I see you and I feel you. I got a little drop 6 pounds, blah, 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 let me know. Or I could just use it as an affirmation. These are the things that people want. They want real life. They want to know you're a real human, okay? So that's like the video B-roll. Group and testimonials. Okay, this is something that I think a lot of people don't use and they should, and it drives me nuts. But how many of you use ATM groups? ATM is add, tag, and message. And so it's basically where you have a Facebook group full of testimonials that you can add people to. What you can do is you can literally do stories of like, hey guys, today is Wellness Wednesday, and I wanted to show you some of the new 5-day drop results
that are going on right now inside of the group. And you just literally are like on screen and you're just literally scrolling and showing people results. This is amazing. And you're reading the results that the people wrote above their picture. In real time, you're reading the results. Cool, right? You can do the same thing on the website, but it's like you holding this and the stories, you know, it's this way. It's not you, it's that, and showing them. I'm telling you, it's powerful. Don't sleep on that one. Don't sleep on that one at all. Now, here's the call to action piece. You need to have a call to action on one slide every time. Do not sleep on this part. Call to action. And I know call to actions can be scary. I want you to know you're not alone. We love you. You guys, I get it. It's scary to try something new. But check this out. Instead of thinking of it as a call to action, here's what I want you to think of it. I want you to think of a call to action as just inviting someone to engage with you. It takes away the fear of, what if I say the wrong thing? What if I don't use the right pitch? What if I don't say the right words? Instead, think of invite them to engage. How can you get people to engage? I want you to think about this for a second. With the stickers, there's polls, there's quizzes, there's yes and no's, there's the slide bar. There's a whole bunch of things that you can do. There's no perfect way to invite someone to engage, but you need to start inviting your people how to engage. They need to know that it's okay to talk to you. They need to know that you want them to talk to you. So for example, in my stories, I can literally say, if you're a mompreneur and you need some love and you need a virtual hug, say me and I'm gonna give you a virtual hug. That's how you get people to engage. You invite them to engage. Your watchers are watching and you want them to engage. I'm telling you right here, basics people, this is a simple, simple, fierce strategy that will help you have more conversations in your stories and literally not have to like overthink this, because you don't. 5 stories a day, so you stay in people's spaces. There's no perfect way of doing it. Just do it. Show up. Don't be scared and make sure you add a call to action. I love you guys. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see you guys for day 7. Don't forget to upgrade to get your VIP workbook. VIP workbook. You're going to want it. I promise you. Mwah. I'll see you guys. Bye.